Let's switch our attention now to what's happening in League Two, and it's now seven league games unbeaten for Newport County, and after a 3-2 win at Carlisle, County sit in the playoff positions. Unfortunately for one defender, he hasn't been able to be part of it at all. He's Byron Anthony, who I'm delighted to say is in the studio with us now. Good evening, Byron.
Good evening, Simon.
Before we talk about the success on the pitch for Newport, which I'm sure you're delighted about, we're delighted to have you in the studio, but there is something that you need to say and to tell the Newport County fans, isn't there?
Yeah, obviously everyone knows about my injury and that. It's been disappointing, but it's a great sadness for myself that I'm going to have to announce my retirement from professional football. It's heart-wrenching to decide that, but I've been forced down that road with the injury that I suffered back in August 13 at Brighton. Like I said, it's been disappointing. I've worked my socks off to get back where I am, and rehab after rehab and positive attitudes of trying to get back where I needed to be. And I did get back on the pitch and I played five or six games and I was really plugging away and enjoying it. But I was still playing with pain, and whether people realised that or not, I was still pain management, painkillers and managing that day in, day out. And after games, it was sometimes days where I was still feeling the pain and the ache and the dull ache of the injury. And I suppose that's the nature of a double leg break. I broke it in three areas, that the tibia straight down and the fibula in two places. So part of the fibula didn't heal and that's the reason why I've had to retire.
Byron, it's Ewan Roberts here.
Hi, Ewan, how you doing?
Hiya, mate. I was there at the game. I was working for BBC Radio Wales, and the incident was only about 15 yards from where I was sitting, and it was a horrendous injury to you. And my heart goes out to you, mate, because you must have thought about this decision for long and hard, and you're still only 30. You know, you would have had a good few years left in you, in all honesty. Do you think you just can't get to maybe the level that you were at before you sustained that nasty injury?
Yeah, Ewan, that's exactly where I'm at. I fought a tooth and nail to get myself back in the fold and to get back where I was at. I was back at my hometown club, enjoying my football and playing well, and we were on the crest of a wave after getting promoted from the football conference, and the club was really making strides forward with Justin Edinburgh in charge. And it's just disappointing for myself that it came at the second game into the season away at Brighton, where we'd started so well into the season. But like I said, it's been tough, the rehab. I'm sure for any professional sports person or any sportsman out there that has suffered this type of injury or any type of injury that's kept them out for a period of time, rehab's very difficult. You do get your down days, and I've managed to overcome that and really think positively with the support of the football club and my family at home. And they've really stood behind me and really looked down the road of, come on, you'll get back on this and you'll start playing again. But it's just been so unfortunate that I've had setback after setback with the injury, and it has been very difficult.
Yeah, what struck me during the last year or so, whenever I've spoken to Justin Edinburgh on the record in interviews, he's been very protective over you. He's almost shielded you from the media. Is that fair to say? And I think because in the back of his mind, he probably knew that you were going to have to call it a day, but he never let the media know that.
No, Justin Edinburgh, the gaffer, he's been absolutely fantastic. I couldn't have asked any more from himself and the staff. They've been phenomenal. He knew at a certain stage that I wasn't gonna get back to where I needed to be, and even though I was battling away and trying to get back where I thought I could be at and back in the Football League playing for my hometown club, he knew that it was going to be time to say that you're going to struggle at this level again. And we had a good conversation about it many, many times, and he's been brilliant. And he's kind of shielded me away from the press not to let me get on my rehab. And that was vitally important because I could concentrate on that. But it's just come down to a medical decision.
And you're a positive guy. I know you're thinking about the future now and what the next step is for you. Ewan, I know you were quite lucky with injuries, weren't you? I know you had some towards the end of your career, but what advice would you have to Byron now that he's going into the next step of his life? And I know that you still want to do media work,
yeah,
Byron,
yeah,
so
definitely.
What advice would you have, Ewan?
I just think go into it with an open mind, with a positive attitude, as I know you will, because I've seen you many times playing, and that's the type of player that you were. And as one door shuts, Byron, another one opens. I mean, I finished when I was 37, and it was my decision, unlike yours. You know, yours, has been taken away from you in a very, very cruel way. And it was an easy decision for me to make because I'd lost my enthusiasm. But I love what I do now, mate. And, you know, you can go on different courses. The PFA will help you with all that type of stuff. And really put your heart and soul into it, like you did your football. And if you do, you'll come out the other side successful.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic, Ewan. That's great advice for someone who's been in the game for so long and the experience that you've gained from playing at the highest level and internationally as well. It's great advice. And no, I have spoken to the PFA and gone down that road, and I'm on with coaching badges at the minute. And like I said to the guys in the studio, that I'd love to get into the media side of it as well and try and run with that and do as much as I can on that field as well.